Blog Talk Radio.
We are guardians of the free constitutional republic. We take our liberty and the responsibility for that upon ourselves. We answer to one law and one law only, the Constitution of the United States of America. We will defend our Constitution and Republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic, by force of arms. We are the Constitution's last resort. We will not fail. We will stand with our brothers and sisters from sea to shining sea and preserve the Republic of the United States of America. God save the Republic. Whiskey 6 out.
Thank you, Zix, and welcome to Wildcard Command Radio. Today we want to touch on something that's just a little different. If some of the concepts are something that you've never heard, it might be something you need to look for. The title of the program tonight is Remember Who You Are at All Times. This is important. Sun Tzu in The Art of War said, know your enemy. Excuse me, there's too many M's. Know your enemy as well as yourself. Know yourself as well as your enemy. What he was trying to say was that you have to understand who you are, where you are, why you're there, what you're doing there, when are you there. All these things go in to exactly what your power is. Because as a person, a real life, blood, bone, sweat, some hair, some not, man or woman standing on the earth of your creator, you have the power. You are the only one who has power. But what has happened in this world is what I have said on many programs, on many names, at many times. The prison you live in is made up of paper, and it's tied together with words. I say this and people just kind of look and walk. But in very recent times, we have had something explained to us. It was reported, it was pushed to the side, and walked over. Instead, it should be on billboards across this nation. But it's not. The only place it exists is in one little blurb, below the folds of newspapers, the bottom of the screens on TVs, places where you and I normally don't spend a lot of time. What those two items were is the purpose of this radio show. One, the Supreme Court and the Court of Appeals have once again shook their head, rolled their eyes, and explained. This time to the Internal Revenue Service, IRS Incorporated. It said that their authority only existed within the boundaries of the corporate United States of America. That sits on 10 acres of George Washington's old farm that he donated to be a place called the District of Columbia. The only other place the IRS has any authority is in their own office based upon their incorporation in the territory of Puerto Rico. The second one was shown to us. It didn't, when there were no announcements went out. But in the last couple of years, we have sat here and watched the incident going on in Las Vegas County, reference to Mr. Cliven Bundy. Now, when Mr. Cliven Bundy was standing, two boots on the ground of his forefathers, down in Nevada, only thing the federal agencies could do was take that little piece of land that they claimed and run around, mess up his cows, play with things, but they never touched him, the man. There's a reason. He was standing on the land of his father. He was a human being, and that corporation is just a corporation. But most recently, after the ordeal in Burns, Mr. Cliven Bundy made a bad decision. He could have turned to one of his youngins and says, we need to go to Portland, and we need to go up to Siena and make sure everybody's okay. And they could have hopped in a car and drove him up there. But instead, he went out to the Las Vegas airport. He got on an airplane. When he done this, when he walked out, went out to the airport, he changed from being a human to being a traveler. When he bought his airplane ticket, presented his ID, he became a boarding passenger. He walked over like you and I do, and he went through the TSA, and they scrambled his testicles. They played in his back pocket. They looked under his chin. They checked his hat band. They stamped his paper, and he went on through to the boarding gate, where he became a boarding passenger. He went on the airplane. He was assigned to the seat he was assigned to. And all this time, he has now left the land of his creator, and he is now in federal control. They now have the authority they did not have on that little piece of land next to his. He flew to Portland, Oregon. While he was taking his flight and eating his little peanuts that they gave him on that flight, the federal government went into overdrive. They had they issued a warrant for his arrest for incoming passenger Cliven Bundy at Portland. And in that federal facility where he was under their control, he was held. He was carried to a federal facility where he was placed and incarcerated and charged. What was his error? He changed status from human being to U.S. citizen. Now everybody looks at me and they say, whoa, 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 what did you just say? That's correct. 14th Amendment to the Constitution for the United States says that anyone born in here is a U.S. citizen. Well, to be a U.S. citizen, that's a citizen of the United States of America, which is a corporation located in the District of Columbia, you'd have to live there. So they created a legal entity. A legal entity is something that has all the rights of a human being, except that you can't kill it, and it doesn't have any rights under the Constitution. It doesn't have any rights under the Creator. It is just a piece of paper. So when you look at that, you say, "Now wait, you're mixing this up." No, you are a blood and bone human being. That's who you are. You could be a recording here from the feds that are a corporation, but it'll still have to be heard by a human being that works for them. But you are a human being. This is the most important piece of information out there. Mr. Gundy, if he drove up there in that car, he'd have been a human being traveling. But when he gave over his authority to the federal government to make that trip from federal land to federal land in the air in federally approved licensed vehicles, he became a legal entity. They have no power. They're under all the statutes. The Supreme Court of the United States says that all legislation, statutes, rules, regulations only apply to corporations or legal entities. That's why when you were born, they took your certificate of birth and turned you into a legal entity. That's why your name is in all caps. That is a sign of a legal entity because it's all caps. It's not because the machine won't print up or lower. We read books all day long with that. It's a necessary item for them to be in control. Let's look at another individual, little Jose from Sonora. He wants to come over here and work, visit his aunt in North Carolina. He walks up across there and he crossed the wall. He didn't cross nothing. He's still walking flat-footed on the land of his creator. That border is just a line created by a legal entity to divide something from something else. But under our Constitution, when he walks across that line, he's not responsible to the federal government. They don't bother him. He belongs to... His problem is with the local sheriff, who's responsible for that county. He's the highest ranking legal officer. If he doesn't throw a mess, he doesn't break anything, steal anything, or do any other thing, and walks on across that county on his way up here to North Carolina, no one will ever see Jose. What about you? Okay. You're we the people. We the people is a legal entity. We the people on the Declaration of Independence was we capital, little e, little T-H-E, little P-E-O-P-L-E. Okay? That's not a legal entity. That's a description of the people taking part. It was signed by people who represented us, that we sent there. So we were still human beings. But when you see that word, we the people, in all caps, that's another legal entity. It was created so that the federal government could control it. By controlling it, they control you. Okay? So you have to understand who you are. You're a human being, blood and bone human being. You're not a U.S. citizen because that's in all capitals, and you don't live there. You can't unless you live in Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. I'm in North Carolina, so I'm a North Carolinian. I'm a citizen of North Carolina. Do I have a residence here? No. A residence is a temporary place of living. I have a domicile here. And you should, too. It's through... There are these rules that they write, knowing when they write them that the Supreme Court has said they have no authority to do this, that the little alphabet agencies have gained their power. But you have to understand who they are. The FBI, all caps, cannot arrest you. It can't touch you. It's not real. It's a book sitting on a shelf in the District of Columbia. Who's there with you is another human being who swore an oath to defend the Constitution that makes it impossible for him to arrest you. So what does he do? He walks up to your sheriff that you elected and gave the power to and says, we need you to help us or you will be in violation of federal blah, blah, blah. If your sheriff is a not known person, he'll assign two deputies, arm them, sit them out there, you will be arrested by a sheriff. He will serve you the warrant. He will pick you up. Oh, we assume he's got a warrant. He may just have the word of that FBI agent. Ask the sheriff, your sheriff of your county. Does he know that nobody can be arrested unless he lets them? If he's not aware of that, maybe you should get him something so he can find out. Next thing, once that sheriff brings you back to his jail, he processes you in based upon an affidavit or an order signed by that agency individual, who is a person who can also be charged and also be put in jail. So it'd be nice to know his name. Then you're put into a sheriff's car and taken to a federal facility where the FBI now has authority. Why? Because the states have set up fugitive centers for you for just that purpose. And from there, they'll fly you to another federal facility, and you'll never touch the earth again. These are all things that you have to realize. Authority comes from contract. That's an agreement. A simple agreement between two people, or in this case, the power of the sword. They got bigger guns, better guns, and more guns. Now, with all those guns, they couldn't do anything to Cliven Bundy because he was a human on his land, and they couldn't, and they didn't have enough gunpowder. Now, what are they doing? They're going after everybody who was there. Remember all those movies and pictures and phone flicks and everything up there? Yep, they were cataloging you. If you were a part of that, when I and one other person sit down and say, we will do this and do such and such, that is called conspiracy. We have conspired with each other. Conspiracy is not necessarily negative. Scientists conspire together to create great things for a man. Lawyers conspire with each other to do other things. So as you go through your life here, you have a lot of decisions to make on who, when, where, why, what. And you can't claim to be a human being while utilizing legal entity proceeds, okay? Let's look a little simple. In the state of North Carolina, in the transportation and vehicles portion, a motor vehicle is described as a conveyance used for the transportation of goods and services. Hear the word motor in there other than the name? Nowhere. Might be your bicycle. And a motor vehicle must have a license because that is a commercial entity. Now, if you fill out your taxes and you write down that it took cost you, that you've done 2,864 miles driving to and from work, the IRS is going to tell you, that is not commerce, and you can't put it on your taxes. But you drive a motor vehicle. Not only do you drive it, you have to have another license to sit behind it and operate it. But there's probably 15,000 people in the state of North Carolina that have a letter from the Department of Transportation that simply says so-and-so is authorized to travel in his conveyance at will on the roads of the state of North Carolina and operate it in accordance with safe procedures. It says some other words, but that's basically what it is. Why? They really don't want to go to court and have the whole state of North Carolina turn in their driver's license and quit licensing their vehicle. That's a lot of money. And they're willing to negotiate these things. But like Mr. Bundy, you have to quit using all the resources. So what I've been trying to cover here today is to make you understand. Militias are state organizations. The people are state. They're not federal. So when I claim I am a patriot, which I don't, because a patriot is an individual who accepts the authority of the federal government of this country, I may be a follower, I may be a freedom lover, a freedom fighter, whatever I may be, but a patriot of the United States government is not one of them. Because to do that, I would have to accept their authority on any and everything. And I'm not sure that's what we want to do at this stage of the game. But slowly but surely, the people are coming around. Everybody's starting to understand what exactly it is that they have gotten into. So let's look at it, take this a little step further. If you and your neighbors up and down the street sit together, get together, because your lots are joined and you agree that you're going to provide a neighborhood protection team. What is it going to protect? Well, if we have a band of 100 wild dogs running there, you're going to go out yonder and keep the kids from getting eaten up. If we have a band of 100 zombies running up the street, we're going to make sure nobody gets bit. If electricity goes off after about the second day, you're going to set up teams and start learning how to make things and how to get water to everybody. Everybody needs a minimum 16 ounces of water to put in their mouth. And then you got to go on to washing faces. Then you got on to preparing food, some of the other foods that you eat. So there's a need for that, those teams. Then you're going to work together. And you're going to have your own little part of your Creator's earth that you're responsible for. And you're going to stop those who have a different set of rules. Their rules are, if you have it and I want it, and I think I'm big enough, I'm going to take it away from you. That's human nature. Two kinds of people. How they put it on that movie, you have the sheep, you have the wolves, and you have the sheepdogs. It don't take a whole lot of sheepdogs to protect a whole lot of sheep. Because the wolves are definitely running third place. You just take the sheepdog to quit scratching fleas and bark. So as we set up these teams here in our country, we set them up in our neighborhood, then we go talk to the neighborhood next door, and we link them. Why? Well, if I'm in a neighborhood that has 9 streets, I got 97 houses, 24 in the 97 comes up to about 4. So that means I'm going to need you to work 4 hours out of every 24. Now, if I'm in a neighborhood that only has 30 houses, 30 of the 24 means that you're going to have to work a whole lot more than that. So if I can get 200 people in there, you only have to work a couple hours a night. Now we can divide all this work up among people. And as we increase the area and the largest, now it becomes a little less practical for the wolves to come sneaking in. And the good thing about this, unlike these terms that the libtards are concerned with, like militia, insurgents, patriots, whatever, we can use words like neighborhood teams. Everybody likes a neighborhood team, and everybody doesn't have to be a fighter. Because in that neighborhood team, we're going to need people to grow food. We're going to need people to build, to help repairs. We're going to need people to clean water. We're going to need people to wash clothes, fix meals, set up places where if someone gets hurt, they can get in, get repaired. Solve keep the vehicles down to a minimum so that the amount of gasoline available still continues. All these things are good things. In fact, the federal government is telling you to build them. They are telling you to build them because they want to be in charge of them, but you still need to build them. When they're yours and you're in charge. So as we close out the night, again, remember who you are and what you are not. And remember that your Supreme Court although nobody would go and write. You can find it. Just look under SCOTUS and look under agency, and you'll find a lot of references, and you can find the little readings and all that. They're out there on the internet. People have written them up, looked them up for you in the past. Have already said that the federal government only has authority on 10 square acres of land called the District of Columbia. Your state has given them a place in a fusion center so that they can have offices in your state and have authority in your state, but they can only own land in Washington, D.C. That's in their charter. So they got to come down here and get other human beings just like you to mistreat you and take yours so they can have more that don't belong to them. As we close out the night, everybody needs to start watching and listening carefully. A lot of things are going on. A lot of people that you may have known are not here anymore. Where are they? Walk downtown where you used to see the old man standing there on the street corner collecting the dimes and quarters. He's gone. You ask your city manager, we found him a home. But we can't tell you where it is because it would violate his privacy. I'm not sure where he is. I see a number of veterans are gone. Look for this week. Start finding out where did all those vagrants and people go to. Thank you for listening to Wild Card Command Radio, no ramblings of an old guy. I believe we have another show on Monday, about the same time, where we'll hear the militia side of the story. Good evening, and have a good life.